What if stories from the young, unpolished Steve King became Stephen King's most sought-after prose? It would be like a footnote overshadowing the life's work of a seasoned best-selling author. Would that be fair? Anne Amernick can answer that. She's a pastry chef, an artist, and has been for more than 30 years. Her cakes, schneckens, and buttery cookies are on Washington's toniest menus and on the shelves of her tiny patisserie, Amernick, in the city's Cleveland Park neighborhood. Arrive at Amernick about 11 o'clock almost any Saturday morning, and you'll find a line of salivating customers snaking out the door. But they are not waiting for Ms. Amernick's beautiful cakes. They want donuts, and donuts sell out quickly.
It's become abusive at times, and there have been words. And I have duked it out with a few people.
Donuts. Donuts is really not what you do. Right. I mean, you're a world-class pastry chef. You make gorgeous wedding cakes. But, and here you are being known for donuts?
Right. That's hard. That's very, very difficult. And it's especially difficult, as I think you saw, when someone walked in the door, said, "Are there any donuts left?" When she was told no, she turned and walked out without even looking at the other things, which are much better than the donuts. And we do feel strongly about that. We're offering things here that nobody is making anymore.
Like miniature Lady Baltimore cakes, yellow lemony layers with raspberry jam between. Ms. Amernick is standing next to her sheeter, a custard-colored machine used for making the kind of puff pastry that evaporates on the tongue. A fridge filled with her signature cappuccino double chocolate torts hums nearby. The donuts, glazed and sugar-sanded, handmade, 8 at a time, are nowhere to be seen, sold out for the day. But through the door, as we speak, come more donut seekers, 1, 2, 4, in 10 minutes on a rainy Friday afternoon. Originally, Anne Amernick thought donuts would be a good gimmick for a new bakery.
Donuts have become big in New York. Somebody started making artisan donuts in New York. And it was determined that we would try them here. We sold some. I think there was an article in the Post that generated the first buzz. We didn't expect it to be the opening page of the dining guide, and it created a furor that was just crazy. That is when it got completely nuts.
But still, it's not a disaster to have people lined up in front of your store.
It is in the sense that those people who clot the store up, the thing is that they keep our customers from coming in. If I walked by a store and it were packed, I'd say, I'll come back later, and they don't come back. It's a fallacy to assume that because the store is packed with people that there's money to be made on the donuts. I don't think so, not unless we could sell 1,000 a day. And I guarantee you, if we had 1,000, we would never sell them. Part of this phenomenon is people want what they can't have. We have not tried to make this happen, trust me. We're the opposite of it.
Still, this lady who bakes luscious cookies and cakes hates disappointing anyone. Simply speaking, Anne Amernick is stuck on the wrong side of a fad.
And it hurts, and it is not about ego. It's not about that at all. It's about when your life's work is something and it has been just completely obliterated by a phenomenon. How are you supposed to react to that? What are you supposed to do? Do you then turn around and say, "That's it, we're not selling the donuts anymore"? Then what does that say about us? I mean, it's a dilemma. What would you do?
Pastry chef Anne Amernick of the Bakery Amernick in Washington, D.C.